Welcome back. I'm April Trupiano, your host, and you're listening to Business Her Way here on 1380 The Woman and 1380thewoman.com. And I just want to give you guys a reminder to like us on Facebook. Give us a shout out at Business Her Way with April Trupiano. Tweet us at BizHerWay. You know, we love hearing from you, and we love hearing what you liked and whatever it is that you'd like to hear on the show. We'd, you know, be interested to definitely bring you stuff that you're interested in hearing about. So I'm here today talking with Megan Tull, Entrepreneur Success Strategist. And if you have any questions or comments, you could definitely put those in the Facebook forum and, you know, give us a message, and Megan or I will be sure to answer the inquiries after the show. So, Megan, we were just talking about what it is to be an entrepreneur success strategist and how you have to really align with your values and dig in to what is important to you so you can live not only with joy and passion and purpose, but you can also live with integrity. I love that. Now, there's also something that is basically one of your specialties, which is magnetizing money, that thing that got you to triple your income after you quit your very successful and quite accomplished 9.5 career in corporate. So tell us, what are the 5 keys to creating an empowering relationship with money? Because I'd like it to be easy.
I would love to. So I'm just going to start with the first one and just kind of, move through the 5 keys as we're going along instead of telling them all first and then backing up, if that's okay, just for time's sake. So the first one we're going to take a look at is eliminating old beliefs. So this is a big problem, especially for women entrepreneurs, where they don't even realize that this is happening, but there is actually a core belief system that influences us when it comes to money. And this belief system was developed typically from how you were raised or brought up, how your parents handled money, and then also their beliefs around money, or through your past experiences. And what happens is subconsciously we adopt these beliefs, and then they dictate our decisions from that point forward. So, like I said, we often don't even know that this is going on, but we have a limited mindset around money. And, you know, thinking that, you know, money is scarce, you probably heard of some of the sayings, you have to work hard for your money, your money doesn't grow on trees. These are things that we've heard oftentimes our parents saying, and it really, this mindset instills fear or scarcity around money that really will affect your decision-making process, and it will end up showing up in all areas of your life. So with that, you know, how to overcome that is to be able to first dig deep and see what's going on and see what your beliefs are. So it's being able to get in there and see, you know, your past and those old belief systems and be able to release those so you can adopt a new empowered relationship with money. The second area that I wanted to talk about is you wanting to move into expansion around money. Okay. Often what happens is, you know, through the experiences that we've had in our lives, for example, if anybody who's ever been in debt, that can be a very stressful situation. And that
I don't know anybody who's not.
You know what?
15.
Absolutely. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, I don't care who you are, there's going to be times where you're, you know, feast or famine, and it's a little bit of a roller coaster. So, you know, there's times that, you know, you're not necessarily in that expansion around money, and it's more contraction. You know, you're feeling more a little bit of stress or fear around, you know, am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to continue to build my business? So, you know, with that, the debt or the fear, you know, you're feeling powerless or feeling like a victim. It's important to be able to change, you know, the thoughts around that and change the feelings and start moving into expansion. And a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, how am I going to possibly feel better about the situation until I actually pay off the debt? Well, it really is just being able to create a plan and being able to become actively engaged in taking action on solving that money issue And once you have that plan and you start working your plan, it's amazing how all of a sudden you start shifting that energy into more expansion, and, you know, you're able to start feeling more in control of your finances, and this huge weight becomes lifted. So by focusing on, you know, the solution, you're able to move into expansion. And it's amazing how money opportunities will start to show up. And I have a quick story to share around that, if I may.
Okay.
April.
Yeah, please do.
That's really
please do.
Cool.
Because I got to be honest, sometimes this stuff sounds really woo-woo or theoretical versus realistic. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to share stories.
Yeah, this is a story that I wanted to share about one of my clients, Lisa, who I met with. She was considering, you know, one of my coaching programs, and she was sharing with me that she just didn't really have quite a purpose, anything to wake up and look forward to each day, which is kind of sad. And she was a very talented interior designer, but what happened for her was, you know, a lot of her friends and family would take advantage of her skills as an interior designer and, you know, not end up paying her for any of her services. So she was happy that they loved her work, but at the same time started getting resentful that she wasn't making any money with it. So, you know, that was an area that I wanted to work with her on in being able to, you know, start charging what she was worth. And so we talked a little bit about that. But she decided to move forward with my program. And she called me the very next day, and she was so excited. She's like, "Megan, you're never going to believe what happened. I got a call from my friend just about an hour after we met yesterday, and she offered me a position because she got a big job kind of facilitating an event, and she hired me to do all the design work for the event, and she offered to pay me the same amount of money that I had just invested in your program."
So, oh, my gosh. Okay.
It was just, it really proved the fact that, you know, if you're willing to invest in yourself and commit to yourself and your future, it's amazing the opportunities that show up because you're creating a space for that money to show up in your life. So once you just start taking practical action towards your financial goals and move into that expansion, you will start attracting abundance. And it's so cool how that happens.
So, okay, so we have eliminate old beliefs and expansion, or create expansion around money. So that's the first two. And the third one?
Okay, so the third one is knowing that money is just exchange for your services. I know a lot of people have issues when it comes to selling and asking for the sale.
Yeah.
But if you can shift your mindset around that, it really will change your outlook on what the money really represents and what that stands for. Because if you truly believe that your product or service has value and you know that it truly helps somebody, you can come from a place of integrity and knowing that when I am making an offer for my product or service, I'm making an offer to help somebody. So the more money you're making from your business will ultimately just reflect the more people you're helping. So I love to share that perspective because it really helps to shift your mindset around. There's so many people say, "Oh, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it, you know, to help people." But if you're coming from that place of discrediting the money and not respecting the money, you're not going to attract the money in your life. And certainly, how are you going to help people when you can't even help yourself financially? So if you're changing the thought process around that, knowing that you are just getting rewarded for your service of helping somebody, and then looking at it as the more money you're making, the more money you're the more people you're helping.
I love the idea of reward, because why shouldn't we be rewarded? That we struggle with this mindset, especially as women, that to be in service of something or someone or some organization or some cause, that it has to be free. And if it's not free, then the motives are not pure and the motives aren't service-oriented. Do you see that a lot? Because I do.
Oh, yes. And I was going to get into that a little bit later, but absolutely.
Okay.
So many people are giving their time and talents away and giving things away for free. But it really devalues it. But the one thing around that that's very interesting is you're not giving somebody the chance to say yes to themselves and move forward in making a change in their life. Mm-hmm. Just that example that I stated with my client,
yeah,
Lisa, if she didn't invest, yeah, it's probably scary to invest a big chunk of money into a coaching program, but if she wasn't willing to do that for herself, do you think she would have attracted that opportunity to get paid,
sure,
for her services? Probably not. So that,
yeah,
is the universe rewarding her for saying yes to herself. It's the same thing that happens when we're working with our clients and we're making an offer for them to say yes,
right,
to themselves.
Okay, so the third step again is?
Money is exchanged for your service.
Exchange for service, because I wrote down reward, but I got it. So money exchange
but
for,
yeah,
your service.
And that works just as well, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going to write that down. Be rewarded for your service. That's how I wrote it. Okay, so good. So number four, this is really good stuff, Megan. So I think it really starts to dig into, you know, a way of thinking about money that could create bigger shifts in, as we started to touch on, in how we value ourselves and our services and, you know, how we earn as women. But I don't want to give away too much too soon, because we'll talk about that later. So number four, what's the fourth key?
The fourth key is to focus on money, because what you focus on, you bring more about or you attract.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people have this stigma around money, thinking that, you know, oh, you can't focus on money, or money is evil, don't chase money, it will run from you,
mm-hmm,
all these things. And that's just truly not true at all. So there's really nothing unspiritual about focusing on money. You know, money really needs respect, and you want to be able to put energy towards that money and respect money. So the more you focus on money, the more you're going to attract it into your life. So the,
okay,
big thing around money is, if you are not focusing on money, then you're not going to be attracting in your life. But also knowing that the money is going to be able to make you more of who you are. And if you're,
mm,
a good person and you're a giver, mm, and you're a helper, you're going to be able to do more of those things when,
right,
you have more money. You know, just knowing that you're going to be able to give back in a bigger way, I think, can really help that shift around when people are like, oh, I don't need to make a lot of money for my business, I just want to be able to pay the bills. Again, you're not respecting money, and you're not creating that opportunity for abundance. Why not be able to help a lot of people so you can get rewarded with a lot of money, so you can, yes, take the amount of money that you need to provide for your family, but then use the other money to make a bigger difference in the world. I have to say, being an entrepreneur is such a great opportunity to give back in multiple different ways, but one of the most rewarding experiences for me was the first time that I was able to hire a team member for my business, because you're able to create a job for somebody, so they can, you know, be able to create an income to support their families. So that's,
right,
very rewarding. So, you know, obviously the more successful your business is, the more jobs you can provide for individuals. You know, if you really need to understand that it is okay to focus on money, and if you're coming from that place of service and helping, and, you know, really coming from that place of integrity and being authentic, then it is okay to be able to make a lot of money, because you're going to do great things with that money down the road.
I am thrilled that you're saying this. I have clients, as all of you know, I am a coach as well. I'm an expert on leadership and business. And one of the things that I see is that people set these goals, Megan, and they say, I want to create a college fund for my kids or my grandkids. I want to have a vacation home where my entire family can come whenever they want. Or I want to give to a cause. I want to take a group of people on a mission trip to Guatemala. I mean, I hear all of these things, and yet they're struggling to make money, and they don't want to set their fees so that they are equivalent to their value. It just blows me away that I ask them, I'm like, well, how the heck are you going to get those fees without money? Because as far as I know, no one else is going to just hand it to you. Some exchange of money has to be made, which you just talked about, right, in number three. And so you have to focus on the money. You do have to focus on the money. I'm thrilled that you're bringing that into your programs and talking to people about that.
It's huge, and I want to dive really deep on what you just said because that is brilliant, and we're speaking the same language for sure about the whole value in charging what you're worth. That's something I'd love to share with you more after we complete these five if we can, because that's something that
absolutely.
I'm very, very passionate about. Well, let's if it's okay, I'll share the last fifth key. So the fifth key is to adopt a healthy, empowered relationship with money. And this is just kind of bringing it all together where you're creating a new belief system around money and really creating that empowered relationship with money. You're able to define yourself in a way as a confident, empowered woman when it comes to making and managing money. So I often have my clients create a power statement around this where they can write it down and have it in front of them in all places, like on their mirror in their bathroom, in their office, in front of them while they're working, because it's not going to just automatically happen where you have this empowered relationship with money and you feel confident. You're going to have the old stuff show up on a regular basis, the old beliefs and belief systems are going to creep up, and you know, you're going to think of some of the past experiences you had that weren't so positive with money. Oh, I wasn't able to make money before. Why do I think I can make it now? And that crap is still going to come up. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
But if you can, you know, focus on the expansion and be able to catch yourself every time that you're thinking of anything negative around money or not respecting money or you are devaluing yourself, I want you to catch yourself and be able to make that shift into expansion. And how you can do that is focus on your why you're doing what you're doing, and focus on the transformation that you offer with your product or service. And that will allow you to move into expansion again and into that empowered, healthy state when it comes to making money.
Excellent. Okay, so two things. I want to before we go to break, I want to just recap these. And then I want to make a request, if you would please share these with our listeners in our Facebook group, Megan, because this would be really great for people to have in front of them. Okay, so the five keys. Number one, eliminate old beliefs. Number two, create expansion around money. Number three, money needs to be exchanged for services. Four, focus on the money so that you can do more. And five, create a healthy, empowered relationship with money. So, I mean, you know, if you guys have been listening, this is golden here. This is absolutely golden. And if you want to hear more about it, just stay tuned because we're going to be right back with more of Business Her Way with Megan Toll right here on 1380 The Woman.